I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section and Cape Week Summer Magazine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
If you're a fan of live theater, this is a banner week for Cape Stages, with a show for pretty much everyone, especially if you like musicals.
Yes, late July and early August are the biggest weeks of the year in Cape Theater. So in Cape Week, we have reviews or preview information for 28 different shows happening this weekend or opening over the next week. Some of the shows still going on that have gotten thumbs up from our critics are Disney's Beauty and the Beast at Chatham Drama Guild, Fuzzball Awakens, which is an hour-long Star Wars parody that the New Classics Company is wrapping up this weekend in Hyannis. There's the Fantastics musical happening at Monomoy Theater in Chatham, and Unforgettable Joy, which is a new musical making its world premiere at Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater. Then some of the shows opening this weekend include Hairspray, the musical at Cape Rep Theater in Brewster, and Driving Miss Daisy at Cotuit Center for the Arts. But really, 28 shows to choose from over the next week, so that's really just the tip of the iceberg.
If you've ever wondered who makes the best stuffed quahog on Cape Cod and who hasn't, you could find out on Sunday in Hyannis.
This is a competition that is going to happen at an event by the Housing Assistance Corporation, and that's going on from 1 to 4 on Sunday at Trader Ed's in Hyannis. It's called the Quahog Challenge, and visitors get to vote on which ones they like the best. Last year's winners were Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar of East Ham in the professional division, and then a group called Shepley's Stuffers. They were amateurs, and both those groups are going to return to compete against some other contenders, both from restaurants and from some private cooks. All the proceeds from that are going to benefit Hack's housing programs. And for your ticket, you get samples of stuffed quahogs, beer, and ice cream with Four Guys Cape Cod providing some live music.
Kids are always welcome to check out the unusual and sometimes macabre art of Edward Gorey at the museum set up at his former home in Yarmouthport. But this Saturday, the museum offers an event completely about kids.
This is the 8th annual Fantastigory Day Children's Festival, and it's happening from noon to 4 on Saturday at the Edward Gorey House. Everything's free, and the day includes face painting, readings, mask making, bookmaking, puppet shows and puppet making, scavenger hunts, and then food and drink. And organizers say this is the only day in the year that visitors are allowed in the Gorey Barn, so it could be worth a stop.
And looking ahead, the Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival begins on Monday, and it includes a film focused on a very high-profile island visitor.
Yes, this is the 14th year for this particular film festival, and they're going to be showing 45 feature, documentary, and short films produced by and starring African Americans. Almost all of those are going to be at the Martha's Vineyard Performing Arts Center at the high school in Oak Bluffs. The festival starts Monday and it ends August 13th. And one of the highlights is expected to be a pre-premiere showing on Tuesday night. And this is the only one that's at Edgartown Cinema. And it's the film called South Side with You. And this is a movie recreation of Barack and Michelle Obama's first date. The filmmaker is going to be there for a talk on Tuesday. And the first couple is actually going to be on the island as part of their vacation. So they've been invited to the movie, but no one is sure whether they're going to be able to make it.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times or look for Cape Week Summer Magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.